Chapter 5. Confirmation, Schmonformation. As much as it is ingrained in our habits and conventional wisdom, confirmation can be a dangerous error. Assume I told you that I had evidence that the football player O.J. Simpson, who was accused of killing his wife in the 1990s, was not a criminal. Look, the other day I had breakfast with him, and he didn't kill anybody. I'm serious. I didn't see him kill a single person. Wouldn't that confirm his innocence? If I said such a thing, you would certainly call a shrink, an ambulance, or perhaps even the police, since you might think that I spent too much time in trading rooms or in cafes thinking about this black swan topic, and that my logic may represent such an immediate danger to society that I myself need to be locked up immediately. You'd have the same reaction if I told you that I took a nap the other day on the railroad track in New Rochelle, New York, and was not killed. Hey, look at me. I'm alive, I would say. And that's evidence that lying on train tracks is risk-free. Yet consider the example of the turkey. Someone who observed the turkey's first 1,000 days, but not the shock of the 1,001st, would tell you, and rightly so, that there is no evidence of the possibility of large events, i.e., black swans. You are likely to confuse that statement, however, particularly if you do not pay close attention, with the statement that there is evidence of no possible black swans. Even though it is in fact vast, the logical distance between the two assertions will seem very narrow in your mind, so that one can be easily substituted for the other. 10 days from now, if you manage to remember the first statement at all, you will be likely to retain the second inaccurate version, that there is proof of no black swans. I call this confusion the round-trip fallacy, since these statements aren't interchangeable. Such confusion of the two statements partakes of a trivial, very trivial, but crucial logical error. But we aren't immune to trivial logical errors, nor are professors and thinkers particularly immune to them. Complicated equations do not tend to cohabit happily with clarity of mind. Unless we concentrate very hard, we're likely to unwittingly simplify the problem because our minds routinely do so without our knowing it. It's worth a deeper examination here.